Brandon Bowersox and Kevin Johnson say they, along with their 9-month-old son Garrett, are a typical American family. They acknowledge that many people may not see same-sex parents as typical, but that didn't stop them from bringing a new addition into their household. It was Kevin, who works as a coordinator in the Global Campus Initiative at the University of Illinois, who brought up the possibility of being parents 2 years ago. At first, Brandon, a technology company co-owner and alderman on the Urbana City Council, says he wasn't sure about the idea. But Kevin says he made up his mind about being a father a long time ago.
I always wanted kids. I went through a very short period at a very young age, very early, like, you know, 12, 13, 14, where I thought that I would not be able to be a father because of my own immaturity in regards to understanding the gay culture.
They know society views gay parents differently than heterosexual parents. Neither feels it should be an issue, but they know it is. It was one of the concerns they addressed with their adoption agent, Amanda Black. Black has been an adoption agent at ABC Counseling in Normal for 4 years and says her agency is one of the few in the area that works with gay couples. She says many gay couples lack support from their immediate and extended families.
It definitely has been a challenge for some other couples when their family is not supportive. We specifically assess other supports that they may have, you know, if they're not involved with their extended family.
Brandon says this has not been an issue for him and Kevin. Ever since they completed the adoption process and brought Garrett home, Brandon says his parents and Kevin's mom have been very supportive. He says they began watching Garrett when the two transitioned back to their jobs after 2 months of parental leave. Though Kevin and Brandon have family support, there were issues that their adoption agent needed to discuss with them. One was how they planned on raising a child in a gay household. Kevin says he thinks about it often.
Garrett is not gay, but he is coming into a gay household. And so we have to be able to determine how we're going to incorporate him into our lives, into the gay community.
Another basic question Brandon and Kevin had to ask themselves is, who's the daddy?
We both felt that we had both earned the name of daddy when, you know, in this situation, and we both wanted to be dads. So that's what we decided, that he would just call us both dads.
But Kevin knows there are even tougher issues that they will have to deal with as Garrett grows older. What if Garrett comes home from school and asks, how come other children have a mother and I don't? Or, why are my friends teasing me because I have two fathers? Brandon says he thinks about those moments, but says there's time to prepare for that eventuality.
I mean, yeah, definitely. You think through what you're going to say. I mean, I guess right now there's not a lot to say because he's a baby.
Brandon and Kevin say Garrett should know his birth mother, and she should be an important part of his life. The two met her while she was 3 months pregnant with Garrett.
His mother is a huge part of our life. I mean, so we talk to her every week. She's visited several times, so he'll be able to say he also has a mom, but, you know, and he'll have to explain that, and he'll have to, on his own terms, decide how he feels about that.
But Garrett is too young for Kevin and Brandon to consider such questions. For now, they are more concerned about which daycare they can place Garrett in and if it's gay-friendly. Kevin and Brandon say they know being parents doesn't fit some people's vision of a family, but for now, they're just focused on being parents.
Just like any two parents, he'll end up, you know, coming to one of us when he wants to do woodworking projects and going to another of us when he wants to learn how to cook or something. Actually, we're both kind of bad at cooking and woodworking, so I don't know which one of us will go to in those cases. But, you know, each of us is a little different and bring different things to the relationship and to the family, just like any couple.
As optimistic as Brandon and Kevin are about their future as parents, many legal potholes lie ahead. Brandon and Kevin say they are happy in Illinois and have no plans of moving elsewhere. This may be a good thing, because the laws that support them in Illinois may not be applicable in other states. Tomorrow, Brandon and Kevin will share the legal challenges they face as gay parents. And gay family attorney Jill Gatz will discuss how the law can potentially treat parents like Kevin and Brandon in certain situations. I'm Terrell Starr, AM 580 News.